This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, it's time to spring into something delicious. With HelloFresh, every week you get fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes delivered right to your door. But you get 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts with code BANTER16 at HelloFresh.com/BANTER16. That's HelloFresh.com/BANTER16. Now, time for the show!
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rose. On Dynamic banter.
All right. Oh, man. You know why I'm slapping my hands over here, Mike?
No.
Because I'm excited. We got a pretty fun show today. I don't know if you know this, but we do have a special guest that's going to pop into the show later.
There's today. A guest on this
There's
podcast?
A guest. It's been a while since we've had a guest.
I thought we kind of weren't doing guests.
I know. And honestly, can I say that, like, I, with the lack of guests on the show, not to put a blame on it or anything, but this is your home, you know? And like, I don't want to bring just anybody into your home.
You're goddamn right.
And this isn't like Joe Beretta's house where I could bring any piece of shit from VidCon.
Literally anyone from VidCon can come
bring
to Joe
anybody.
Beretta's. If you don't have a place to stay, you Joe's can stay like, at Joe's house.
Dude, Joe will be like washing the floor and like barbecuing up here with his hands and going like, absolutely, where do you need to sleep? You want to sleep in my bed next to my wife?
But you have to have an artist pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to have a certain badge. What color badge do we sleep at Joe's house?
But dude, like, I don't want to bring just anybody in here. So when I say that we've got a guest today, it's kind of special.
It's special. I can't wait. I can't wait to see who you've let in my house.
Yeah. I think we've got John Hartwater.
John Hartwater?
Is that his name?
I know James Hartwater.
James. Well, John, I know him as John because he's kind of a friend of mine.
Are you talking about the guy who used to make stuff out of seashells, or are you talking about the country singer?
No. Sorry. John, James, whatever. John Hartwater is like one of the biggest country stars right now.
And you have him?
And he is a friend of mine.
Oh, from when?
I met him way back when at some stupid YouTube thing.
Fun. Was he trying to get into the content game?
You know, he had already kind of like, I didn't know who he was because I don't know shit about the country world.
Sure.
You want to give me country gravy, I'm in.
Can cue the gravy. Kevin just brings out gravy.
Can you bring the gravy in that I got that I prepared for this bit?
Please bring in the country gravy, Kevin.
For our Patreon, we're doing Mike Tries Steve's Country Gravy.
And that's chopped up into three installments.
Dude, could you imagine if we did that and it was just like literally called that? Mike Tries Steve's Country Gravy.
And you click on it, I'm sucking you off.
It's just me blowing you explicitly, like hardcore.
And we're like, everyone's cool with this because it's behind a paywall. You're cool with this, right?
Controversy.
Would you get all freaked out if we blew each other for Patreon content?
Maybe then Jose Canseco would unblock me.
You keep sending them the link, dude.
Come on, man. Look at me. Look at me giving my friend my country gravy.
Look. Look at me.
Come on.
Look how hard I'm trying.
John Hartwater. James. I call him James. He's my friend.
Well, so. That's his name. His name is James.
Yeah, but his I guess it, you know,
it's
John,
also his net handle.
You know, can I tell you, John Cameron, the guy that directed Titanic, he's a friend of mine too.
Is he?
I call him John.
Did you meet him at VidCon?
He brought his son to VidCon.
James Cameron Hartwater.
He was like, I want to meet Tobuscus. And I was like, come here and let me tell you something first.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do VidCon jokes anymore.
Okay. We'll leave those out of the show. We'll save those for when we play Fortnite and we're not on a stream or something.
I'm out.
So, yeah, so John Hartwater is here, and he's like, and it's really special. So he's going to text me, and it's okay if I left your door unlocked, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's just going to step right in at some point. And so this is kind of, it's going to be weird for me to ask you this, Mike.
I heard that he lives in the city and he rides a horse still.
Oh, yeah, transport. Yeah. That's why I love him, because he's like kind of a big goofball. He kind of just does what he wants.
He's from the other side of the tracks.
He doesn't know it's funny, though.
He doesn't know how he is as funny.
He doesn't know that's funny.
An interview with him ever.
Oh, it's great. You'll see. It'll be great. But we'll bring him in later, and we're going to have to, since we don't really have a setup here for guests, you're going to have to let him sit where you're sitting, if that's okay.
Okay.
He is a special guest.
Okay. So. I can go in the other room.
Thank you for being okay with that.
Yeah.
What's up, man? How you doing? So that'll happen later.
I before this, except after C.
Yeah.
I went and I played golf today.
Okay. And you got up real early is what I heard.
I played golf at 5:40 in the morning today. And I wrote down, I took some notes. First of all, beautiful. This is what it sounds like in my head when
while
I'm playing,
you're playing
golf. Yes. Especially if I go by myself.
This is what it sounds like in the lobby of that place where I get an HJ and a nice back massage.
And there's a small fountain.
There is a small fountain.
From Brookstone in the corner.
And it's like disgusting. It's like it needs to be cleaned.
It's never been cleaned.
No.
And there's a fish in it?
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm surprised that place survived
still
COVID.
Still in business, yeah. Well, it's the only one open during the lockdown.
It is important. Essential work. And so I played golf, and it was great. And I was matched up with three strangers. And there was like a twosome friend pair.
Oh, strangers.
And an old man. And there's a bunch of things we were talking about, the golf bubble. There's a bunch of things that people say in the golf bubble that only exist in the bubble.
It's like whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but
yes,
it's golf.
But it's like a little language that only makes sense if you're playing golf with these strangers. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to know anything about the stranger to know that you're sharing this golf experience. People always say the same types of things in the morning. Always. And they talk about how it's too early.
It's too hot.
It's too hot. They talk about
traffic.
Why would it? Yeah, I get up this early because no traffic. I love it.
You could do about an hour on that.
Without even ever being at golf, you could probably guess what people talk about. There's this thing called the breakfast ball, where if you hit your first shot real bad, all the strangers are like, why don't you take a breakfast ball? And so that ball is lost, and they let you take another one, and they're like, don't count that.
What is why breakfast?
Because it's morning.
Doesn't that make you kind of hungry when you hear breakfast ball?
Yes, and there's a taco truck or a food truck that goes to my golf course, and they have the best breakfast burritos I've ever had. I asked him yesterday, because I was there yesterday. I was like, are you here a Thursday morning? And he goes, sure I am. And I said, at 5:40? And he goes, absolutely not. So I did not get a breakfast burrito.
Can I remedy that with a quick idea?
Yeah. Go later. Go later.
Dude.
I don't want to step on your idea.
Dude.
Yeah.
Breakfast balls. Mike tries Steve's breakfast balls.
And it's just me blowing it. In the morning, and with this music in the background.
Okay, you know those like
give me a hand job with my mouth.
You've seen those like those pancake makers,
uh-huh,
where you can make like a pancake ball.
Sure.
You know,
I haven't, but I can picture it. But the inside of a pancake ball, that's tough to get right.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not. I guess I'm.
I don't want you to poison me as
always. I'm going to need to do a little bit of experimentation here. Because what I'm thinking, the first thing that pops into my head is you get like biscuit mix.
Good night.
And then you like make a biscuit ball. And inside is like bacon and eggs and cheese. And And then the outside, you like spray it down with some like avocado oil or something.
Okay.
And then you put some like Asiago cheese on the top of it.
Yeah.
And then you stick that into an air fryer.
Sure.
And the top of it crisps up like a...
Like a what?
Like one of those... when you break... And you can break it. You yeah. break it open and then inside is one of those...
You're just saying it sounds kind of like a what?
Well, we put inside, and then when you break it open, you can put your little hands in there and grab them with like three or four fingers.
Grab them with your hands.
And go, yeah, just rip them right out. And...
and you just, it's a ball and a biscuit, and it kind of... You gotta eat it fast because it's hot.
Yeah, it's real good. But dude. Would you try a bit a breakfast ball?
Yes. I would be so afraid that it would be underdone in the middle.
I'll figure it out.
Get me sick.
I wouldn't give you something that I didn't test myself.
And I don't want anything made with your hands.
No, I definitely won't. Never use my hands.
You need to wear gloves like in the pandemic.
I'll never use my hands.
I will eat breakfast balls made by your feet, though.
when we became friends, I promised you I'd never use my hands.
I've never seen your hands.
I said, hey, man, nice to meet you. Hey, real quick, I'm never going to use my hands.
Nice to meet you. I'm Steve Zaragoza.
You found comfort in that.
And you kissed me right on the mouth.
I did.
The first time we ever met each other.
And you had
do you remember where we were the first time we hung out?
I think. Nose just starts bleeding.
But I don't mention it.
Yeah.
I'm like spitting it
Show
out.
Must go on.
Broke my teeth.
Were we at That's that right. game show thing? Was it that game show thing?
I thought it was.
I think it was that game show.
Oh, okay. I thought it was
Universal Studios.
Yeah. Because I remember going to Moe's Tavern with you.
Yeah. That was definitely one of our first like hangouts.
I think that was because I think at the game show, I was like, this fucking guy.
You think the game show was after that?
Yeah. Because I think we met in passing.
Yeah.
And then Tanjus was like, you guys would like each other.
Yeah.
And then when we were at the place, we're like, we might as well hang out because Tanjus said that we would like each other.
Yeah. Tanjus is a good judge of character.
Yeah. Sometimes.
And I miss her.
Old Tanjus is a good judge of character. That's the accurate statement.
Speaking of friendships, Mike, I was at a store recently that I love to go to. It's called the Wacko Soapbox Factory or Jesus Art Gallery in Hollywood. And it's like two...
Was that store married seven times? Why does it have so many
Well,
names?
it took its wife's last name.
Sure. Hyphenated.
It's like it's a really cool novelty shop with an art gallery inside it.
Yeah.
You doing some calculations?
Yeah.
So it's like a novelty shop that sells like bonkers shit. Like that dog puppet I showed you yesterday.
Loved it.
And
I put it in Kevin's drink.
Tons of stuff like that because it was thirsty. Yeah. And that was the right thing to do.
Thank you. I was feeling weird about it.
No, you did the right thing. And I talked to Kevin for about 2.5 hours about it last night. 10 p.m.
Kevin's giving a big thumbs up. So that definitely happened.
Yeah.
Please.
So it's a really cool shop. And then inside is an art gallery called the Jesus Gallery or something. And it's like really cool. And it's all this like... really strange art. Like one time I went in there and I've been going in there for like, I don't know, over 10 years. And it's where I go to get my Christmas gifts for people. Cause it's like really bonkers shit.
Cool.
One time I went into the art gallery and it was like a cuckoo clock show. And all these different artists, local artists made like their own cuckoo clocks.
I think that is wonderful.
Dude, it was awesome. Some of them were like beautiful, ornate, amazing, and some of them were like disturbing. Like when the alarm went off, like an eyeball would pop out.
Eyeball pops out of labia.
Dude, and it looked like a real eye, and it's like blood and like body parts are like all over the thing, and like there's like these fingers hanging from the bottom of it and stuff.
Damn, but what time is it?
Dude,
fucking time for a new clock.
So I like going in there and shopping, and so I hadn't been in there in a while, actually. Like, I was surprised it survived the pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, now you've got two banger places open.
Yeah.
Two little bits of the past.
Exactly. And I was, like, really excited about that, and I bought a bunch of stupid shit, and I found something that I was like, oh, I gotta get this for Mike.
I love it.
Now, in keeping with the theme of, like, or at least one of the running threads of the Dynamic Banter blanket, which you could buy right now, dynamicbanter.clothing.
Dude, Byron just fell over.
What, yeah, he's like, no.
We can get blankets.
No, no. Dude, imagine if the blanket was me and you holding each other in a bed. And that was the whole, that's the, it's like those anime pillows where, like, they're like, you've seen those?
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
People are meant to, like, absolutely hump.
Yeah, and there's, like, a person.
There's a person, like, shaped. Laying, like, yeah. Looking all, like, ooh. Yeah, like, yeah. We should do one like that. We
were
should do
cartoons?
Those. Yes.
A anyway, photo or cartoons?
That's a good question. Yeah. That's for the, that's us for a but different anime. Time. We'll figure it out. But here's the gift I got you, my friend.
Oh, a Beatles flip book.
It's a Beatles flip book.
From 1968 when they were all just about done with each other.
Yeah. And I want you to know, like, first of all, it's sealed, which should I think should make you happy. This? No, open it. Open it. Because there's, they had all the decades of the Beatles.
Yeah.
And I was, like, looking meticulously. They had a sample for each one.
Yeah.
And I was looking meticulously at each one. And I was like, no, that's the one I gotta give to Mike. Because
oh, that's great.
What do you think could possibly be the animation that happens in there?
George leaving the studio.
It's George just putting the guitar down and leaving. Dude, that'd be so funny.
Yeah.
Well,
this is my favorite era of the Beatles.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, because they were all, like, late 20s
totally
artist boys
and making, like, the greatest music of all time.
Yeah, like White Album times.
Oh yeah, like that is still, isn't it crazy, these are like 20 year old boys that wrote, like, the greatest songs of all time.
Yeah, dude.
It's
I
like
didn't
what
do
the
shit.
Fuck, man,
I didn't do shit worth shit.
I was jacking 20s. Off into a bag of Vaseline that I put between the mattress
on my 29th my birthday. Catch me
with
at 29
my wife asleep in the bed.
Honey, where's my bag?
Where's my jack off?
Where's
bag?
My jack bag?
My bag off.
I'm about to bag off.
Leave me alone while I bag.
Honey,
off.
Why don't you get out of the house for 5 seconds so I can bag off? You see my jack. Jack bag. Hey, baby, you see my jack bag?
Okay, so it was a little difficult for you to open, but you got it.
Yes.
And so now you're in, and so I can't wait for you to flip it. Are you ready? Thanks, Mike. And that's the show. And that's the show. Thanks for watching, guys.
Dynamic Banter.
That was great.
Good show, man.
That worked exactly like I thought. So I'm going to flip it now.
What you, well, first watch it for yourself and then describe what
okay,
you saw.
Okay, Kevin, give me some privacy. Dude, I would have never expected that.
In a million years. In a million years. It's almost like the company that made it had no idea what they were doing.
Dude, let me tell you something. First of all, I'm
can you not wait to get super high and just stare at that?
First of all, I'll do this forever.
Right?
Second of all, I'm very torn as a creative professional right now.
Me too, man. When I, you just, yeah.
No, I mean, like, I don't, I almost just want the audience to hear me see it.
And never know what it is.
Never know.
Dude,
what it is.
That's like elite level bonkery.
You do it. Now Kevin knows.
I need to see it again because I only saw it. I only saw it that one time. I need my fix.
Dude, if you're listening to the podcast right now. if you're listening to the podcast right now, I need you to write it, tweet at us.
Oh, what you think it is?
What
yeah.
you think is happening?
Oh, and then we'll reveal it in the next episode.
Dude, tweet or comment under.
Someone's gonna find it. Someone's just gonna YouTube search.
That's the length you go to yeah. to know what we're looking at.
Yeah, burn it. Just burn it. Burn it, and then let's go to the store and buy the rest of them and burn those. That's the sound of it flipping.
That's the sound of it going away. It's gone completely
That's
away.
That's the sound of the beast.
Great present.
Isn't it great, dude?
I got a lot of enjoyment out of that.
And you're going to get endless future
yes,
enjoyment.
This will be with me for a long time, and these pages will be worn thin.
It's going to be bent over. Like, you have flip books that are bent over.
Dude, that's the move, man. If you're going to do a flip book and you're going to spend money to print all those pages, you have to do something like a Vine that somebody would watch 1,000 times.
Oh, yeah.
That's such an important part of the flip book process.
Yeah.
You can't flip it once and be like,
yeah, that's not a good flip. It's got to be something real good.
It has to be iconic.
There, did you see that back when, you okay, buddy?
Yeah.
You're right?
That one was staged.
You keep hitting
I had a
yourself
good time.
In the face with that thing. We had a pre-roll on the show. I'll do it later.
Did you sneak one in last week or whatever? That was great. I was listening back and I was like, thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
That's great.
I think it's okay to do that because it's the same ad.
Oh, it doesn't, they don't, know? As long as there's
I'll probably
an ad.
Just do the same thing on this
Dude,
one.
Dude, yeah. That's a, yeah.
And that's an, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess we got to mention real quick that, because we're already kind of deep into the show and we'll jump into the ads soon. But I did want to say that, like, we'll keep this brief, but the Patreon is like, has been such an active place.
Yeah.
Since we started it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like bonkers. So like Mike and I shot like a little thank you thing for the patrons. And we shot like a really fun Q&A video that is like I don't know, too long probably. It's an hour long.
Sorry, Kevin.
But we took the questions really seriously.
Yeah.
And answered them as seriously as we could.
You should say what's coming out today.
What is coming out today? Which is the titles video.
Is this oh dude.
So what do we say about it?
Oh man.
Kevin had this great idea where we would listen back. Well, we've been talking about it for a while. We listen back to titles and see if we could differentiate between fake
like if we
titles,
just remembered them.
Yeah, 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 which we wouldn't for the most part.
Right.
But then we kind of—it's very interesting. I'm not going to say too much, but it's very interesting what happens in that video. How we find our way around that situation.
Yeah, because we've always been like, you know, in the history roads, you guys will be like in episode 112, John's blanket. You guys like, I'm like,
yeah,
what? I remember that shit, and I don't remember calling an episode John's blanket.
Right,
but that's
right.
Really funny. And so we just capitalized on our bad memories.
Yeah.
And then you guys threw in some fake ones that you guys provided Kevin.
Right.
And that video is out today. This is Friday.
Yeah,
and it's
dude.
Real and fun.
Telling you, it was like a big endeavor to get like Kevin on board. And now that we have him on board, we're making like...
we're doing shit every week and it's so fun.
But just like super fucking fun stuff. That we think that you guys would really enjoy, that we really enjoy making as well. And it's very different from the show, but it still has the spirit of the show.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. It's just a fun thing that you're allowing us to do with your patronage.
Totally.
So thank you very much.
It allows us to fuck around.
Yeah.
And it makes us all really excited to do it. Yeah. And it gives us like an extra day of the week to do dynamic banter stuff. Whereas it was like one day a week, pretty much, on top of like the post production and the, you know, the all the behind the scenes merch stuff and touring and whatever. But usually it's like one dedicated day a week for at least recording the show.
Yes.
And so having like an extra day is like really fun. It's like not like this, you know, we're not just sitting in the studio. We're like going to my place.
We've
we're
set like, in other places.
Yeah, and it's like we're kind of like taking this, we're expanding the universe a little bit.
Yeah,
and it's really fun to do that with you guys.
Yes.
Don't be a dick.
Will you just kill them?
So isn't it great, dude?
It's really
I just couldn't Dude, the other ones were like a kaleidoscope of all of them, like kind of animating in and out and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then there was another
also
one.
Cool?
Like cool.
Yeah.
They were all cool ones, but that one was the most interesting. And it's so great that it happens to be your favorite era of the Beatles.
Yeah, I love
too.
It.
That's great.
I love it. The Beatles, like you've never seen them before.
Dude, really quickly before we get to the ads, I went to the pirate show and I can't wait to do it with you guys.
That's great.
Because man, oh man.
I feel like that needs its own episode.
Dude, a billion percent.
Yeah.
Like us just recapping our experience at the show.
What did you think?
Well, so I had been to Medieval Times like 5 or 6 times maybe in my whole life.
Cool.
So I like the show. I know what to expect. I know what it is. The pirate show is similar in the audience layout and the food serving portion. Everything else is different. It's like a big giant pirate ship and there's water, and then they literally do like an off-Broadway pirate show.
So is there like a damsel?
They're singing. There's a mermaid.
Hell yeah.
There's a damsel. There's a pirate captain.
Is there interspecies sex?
There's certainly a bit of a romance that happens between the mermaid and one of the pirate crew.
Let me tell you right now.
Which we can only assume ends in them having weird animal sex.
Yeah. Gross. While people are eating. Guys fucking a fish.
Erotic
fish.
All I could think of when he was carrying her away at the end of the show was like, where is that going to work?
What happens next?
Where I need to go to where they go.
This scene, but 5 minutes from now. What is this happening?
Why can't we see it?
They're just like in bed and they're like, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to tell you. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Okay.
And where is it that you do things when you normally had do this?
You know how you live in the sea and that's different.
This isn't your first time, right? Where does it feel good when you do it?
So I'm normally on a boat. So maybe I am not experienced
normally
enough.
Normally I am breathing air. Dude, the show is great, and I don't want to tell you too much.
Okay.
Because I want it to be kind of like a really fresh experience for you. But man, would I say it's worth it? No.
That was my next question, was how much are the tickets and was it worth that?
It was $60 per person.
And this includes tip.
But you got like, it includes the tip. Yeah, you don't have to tip.
Gratuity is included.
But it has like, but they had like an appetizer, your full meal, and then a like a dessert slice of cake.
Are we talking like pirate jalapeno poppers? Or are we talking like pirate?
Well, there
food?
Was extra stuff you could order, like onion rings and like cheese sticks and stuff, and
yeah,
like mozzarella sticks.
Oh, yeah.
And we ordered these mozzarella sticks and they were like flattened into cheese pancakes. Like they were like that thick, that like long and like that thin.
Yeah.
And we were like, what the fuck happened to these? And then there would be one perfect one in there that was like a normal cheese stick.
This is your one perfect one.
Our matey sat on those. Sorry about that, my mate.
I must apologize for my matey.
My
sitting
matey
on the sticks.
But he like, so yeah, it was like, the food was fine. It was like pork chops and mashed potatoes and like vegetables and stuff.
Sure.
And then you could choose from like a chicken one and a vegetarian one.
Like like a pirate wedding.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly.
Yeah.
But man, it was like bonkers. It was stupid. Mm-hmm. And I would say, so no, it's not worth it.
Not worth $60.
But is it worth it if you have funny friends?
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good.
If you have funny friends that will not take it too seriously.
Who's going in there and being like upset with the show?
Well, some people are going in there and they're really rooting for people and they're like really into the show.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's the show's not for us.
So it's like it's for little kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, but there's like, they try to include the family element.
Yes.
So the girl pirate has like kind of a short thing on and her legs are.
And that's for curious moms.
That's for curious moms and tired, horny dads.
Did you ever read that book, Curious Moms, when you were a little kid?
I did. And that's where I learned about lesbians.
Curious mom in the yellow hat.
Yeah, but I like I had a good time and it was stupid. Mm. But we have to go. We absolutely have to go.
Okay.
It's gotta be a thing.
Okay.
All right. Well, I wanna thank HeadGum, the sponsors, Monica from Friends.
Mm. We don't talk about her enough.
No, we don't. And I wanna thank Kevin.
For being here, Leah, and Ryan, Kevin, Leah, thank you, Kevin, Leah, thank you, Kevin, thank you, Kevin, you need to fill it with your cum.
That one gets me every time.
Thank you, Kevin.
My, me, oh, my, oh, me, oh, my, mo. Oh, me, mommy, meeny, eeny, miny, mo, my undies.
I thought they said don't read directly from the...
from the script. They said make just it your own. Put it in your own words. Sorry, I'll put it in my own words now. Guys, are people still trying to make plans with you this summer? Are they like, hey, Joey, let's go out to the lake and shoot crawdads with shotguns?
I don't think that's how it's done. But
Chrissy, we're going to be mining for diamonds in East Africa.
Are people always trying to get you to mine for crawdads?
Honey, we're going to go shell looking in Puerto Rico.
I organized the trip. It's going to go shell looking.
It's going to be a 16-hour flight. We're going to have 2 hours to get shells and then get back on the plane another 16 hours back home.
That's where we'll look at them. Look at them.
As if you aren't booked and busy already, you're just going to have to tell them, try again in the fall. You've got pool days, pride parades, bachelor parties, and beach vacations waiting for you. It's a lot, but thankfully MeUndies wants to help make this summer the most comfortable one you'll never forget. Because when you're living your best life, and you live into things, Al, in life.
Leah.
The last thing you want to worry about is butt sweat. Leah.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right, and not a day goes by where I don't think about that. And what a bummer it is to have butt sweat ruin your day. Maybe you're on a bus and you get up from the bus and no one else has gotten up yet and you get up and you're in a little pool of your own self. And no one wants that, do they? No one wants that, do they?
No one wants to be in a pool of themselves. Because when you're comfy and feeling good, you're more present to enjoy all the summer plans. It's like science or something. And MeUndies has the lightest and most breathable fabrics to keep you cool and comfortable wherever you go. From undies, bralettes, socks, to loungewear and swimwear, you can find something for all your plans. MeUndies also releases new prints all the time, like their limited edition Pride collection. I'm wearing I love you pants.
Is that what you call, your boxers?
Yeah. They got little emojis that say I love you on them from MeUndies.
Honey, you seen my I love you pants?
You can match with your partner, friends, or even your dog. Find your ultimate summer comfort in sizes extra small to 4XL. And MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. If you're a first-time purchaser, you're going to get 15% off.
Yeah.
For a limited time, if you sign up, I think it's Leia. If you sign up for their free to join MeUndies membership, you get 25% off your first membership item, Michael.
Okay.
Why does your watch say it's 10:20 when it's 12:01? Guys, for and to get 15% off your first order. 25% off your first membership item and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Why don't you go to MeUndies.com/banter? That's MeUndies.com/banter. MeUndies, we love you. I love you. I trust you all around my goods.
You're in there right now. You're in there.
And I feel you up in me right now.
Every day for the past 8 years, you've been in there.
I've been feeling you all around my bosoms, my boy bosoms.
My boysums.
My boysums. My boysum berries. My boys and berries. My boys berries. Guys, let's talk about Quip. Oh, I love to keep my teeth clean. Good health starts with good habits, and Quip makes it easy by delivering all the oral care essentials you need to care for your mouth. The Quip electric toothbrush is loved by over 7 million mouths and has timed sonic vibrations with 30-second pulses to guide a dentist-recommended 2-minute clean. Ooh, I love being told what to do, especially when I got something in my mouth. A lightweight and sleek design for adults and kids with no wires or bulky charger to weigh you down. That was my George Carlin impression.
Where you now?
A multi-use travel cover that doubles as a mirror mount for less clutter and reusable handles in a range of sleek metal hues, including best-selling all black and all pink, as well as bright plastic colors sure to make a pop to your bathroom counter, huh? With stylish and affordable electric brushes starting at just $25, you won't be paying through the teeth for better oral health. So why don't you go to getquip.com/banter right now? You're going to get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/banter. Spelled GETQUIP.com/banter. Quip! The Good Habits Company. Oh boy, let's talk about Backbone. Dude, Backbone. Have we talked about Backbone? Let's talk about Backbone.
I don't think we have.
We talked a little bit about Backbone.
Dude, they went above and beyond for us. They made sure we both had one.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about it, and thank you for going above and beyond and doing that.
Dude, isn't it awesome? It's so awesome.
It is awesome.
It's literally a thing you put your iPhone into, and it makes your iPhone like a gaming system that can tap into your Xbox, your PlayStation, your PC.
Yeah.
And it connects to the Xbox like Gamer Pass thing.
Yeah.
So you can play everything that's like in the Xbox Gamer Pass library.
That's crazy.
On your phone.
Yeah, I tried it from my couch, which is where my Xbox is. I just want to see if it would work. And then I was playing Xbox right here. I was playing the show, and I just thought about how crazy that was a possibility.
Yeah.
And then I thought about like being in hotel rooms across the country and not being near your stuff. And like playing video games is a part of our like daily ritual to relax. And it's such an important part. And that ritual usually gets taken up by something else on the road, but it doesn't have to now. You could wake up and play your hour of video games or do it right before you go to sleep, no matter where you are. And as long as you got an internet connection, and it's like your home system on your phone, and it's very crazy.
It's just like, have you ever wanted to play like all the games you play on your consoles or PC, like in your bed?
Yes.
Or like on the toilet or like in the bathtub, being safe?
Dude, let's say that you're playing a game and you have to go to the toilet.
And you're like, now, dude,
you don't want to pause the game, dude.
My boys need me in this raid.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can not take a break.
Well, guess what? Backbone is the newest game-changing essential that transforms your iPhone into a handheld console. Like we said, you simply plug in your iPhone to the Backbone and enjoy console-quality controls. With responsive buttons and triggers, clickable analog sticks, and more as you play Xbox, PlayStation, PC, and App Store games. And I was playing Fortnite in my bed.
That's fun. That's very fun. I want to do it with a GTA.
Oh, dude.
I think because that's such a good chill out game. Absolutely. Dude, I love just turning on the radio and taking a drive.
Why not? It's like a de-stressor for this generation.
And then once in a while, I hack an ATM. Big deal.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What am some kind of criminal?
Yeah, and if you don't own a console, guys, and you're like, I don't have a console, guess what? No problem. Stream hundreds of games like FIFA, Halo, Minecraft, and more through cloud gaming services like Xbox Game Pass, NVIDIA GeForce Now, and Google Stadia. And even if you already have a PlayStation, Xbox, or PC, play games you own with Remote Play or Steam Link app. Come on, guys. Experience for yourself what TechCrunch calls the closest we've ever seen to a portable Xbox. So go to playbackbone.com/banter now to order your Backbone until June 30th and get free access to over 350 console games and perks, including 1 month free of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, 1 month free of Apple Arcade, 2 months free of Google Stadia Pro, and 3 months free of Discord Nitro. How about all that? You're going to be enjoying the best of the best that the latest generation of consoles have to offer, all on your phone. How about that? That's the future we want. That's the future our parents walked so that we could run while playing Fortnite. So find your next adventure at playbackbone.com/banter. Thank you, Backbone. Last but not least,
you fell off a little cliff.
Hey, Mike, you know what that sound is? I know what you think it is, but what it actually is it's Shopify's new sale sound, and it's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business. So upstarts, startups, upsides, bing-bongs, and slip-slaps, and established businesses alike can sell anywhere, synchronize online and in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. Scaling your business is a journey of endless possibility. Believe me, you. This podcast started out with nothing.
Is that what it says
there? And we're not stopping there.
Just try to stop us at nothing.
Because you know what? Success is a million milestones on a forever evolving path of nothing.
Does it really say
no?
This podcast started from nothing?
Definitely not.
Dude, that would be so fucking funny.
But you know what's great? But you know what is great, Mike? That Shopify has the tools and resources that make it easy for anybody, any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. So go to shopify.com/banter, all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. We're talking synchronizing online in-person sales, reach customers online across social networks with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, gain insights as you grow, it's more than a store, guys. Shopify grows with you. Okay? So grow your business with Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/banter right now. You get that 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Shopify.com/banter. Thank you, Shopify. Mike.
Yeah.
I think it's time for us to bring in our special guest.
Okay.
Is that okay for you to step the fuck out?
Are you all right?
Yeah,
if I step the fuck out, will you be all right?
I'm totally fine. I got a text here.
I'll let him in.
And he's in. So you can come right in, Kevin. Will you let him in? Great. Guys, I'll tell you, John Hartwater is... here, let me pull up some facts here. He's one of the number one hot selling country artists of all time. He has 17 albums, 17 records. Two have nearly hit platinum.
Yeah.
Kevin's right. Kevin knows more about it than I do, so he'll be yelling out some stuff about it while we're here. But what's really exciting is he has a song that he has released on his latest album called My Goddamn Truck. And on that album, there's a song, you're not gonna believe this. It's called Memory Street. There he is. Hey, buddy. Look at you.
Hey.
What's up?
Steven.
What's up, John?
Great to have
you. Good to see you.
Thank you. My name is James.
Well, I'll call you. The thing is, I called you James earlier, and Mike was like, don't you mean John Hartwater?
I was listening from outside the dirt, and that is not how it went down.
I just wanted to call you John, but I guess I'll call you James.
What do I do here? Just
put those cans in, and we'll get you all started here. Dude, thank you so much for coming. So you just came back from Nashville.
I certainly did.
Ooh, don't spill that.
I just came back from Nashville, and boy, my arm's tired.
That's good, man.
And that's a little joke for the podcast, because I know you guys are jokesters.
So you just got back from Bonnaroo.
Yes, that's correct.
And so did you play anything off the new album? No, Goddamn Truck?
I didn't actually play at Bonnaroo. I just went as a patron. I got the ticket and I was
there
front
row.
I want to see Jack White.
Oh, that's cool, man. You're a Jack White fan.
I'm a Jack White fan.
Who are some who do you like right now? Who are you listening to?
I like Jack White. I like Kate.
Yeah.
Kate Bush.
Kate Bush. Yeah. Good. She's making a research. Do you watch Stranger Things?
Yes, I certainly do.
Oh, wow. You know, I got to be honest with you, man. And we talked about this. We've bonded a lot at some events. You and I were at some YouTube events. That's and right. Every time we see each other, it's always like real fun and nice. We give each other a big old hug.
That's
and,
right. So that's how we do.
You always smell like tobacco and freedom.
That's right. I got both things in my pocket. That's what I always say. That's
why I
named
my
first album. One pocket of tobacco and one pocket of freedom.
Yeah.
One in the front and one in the back.
And that was around the time when you were releasing that album, Fighting for Freedom.
That's right.
With the number 4 in the middle.
A lot of people said, my manager said it was crazy to release 6 albums in a year, but I said, watch me.
Well, it's crazy that you have, this sounds insane, but you have 2,300 songs.
Catch my breath.
Yeah, please take a moment.
That's actually 100% right.
That's insane.
Yeah, I'm prolific. I'll write a song right now.
Oh.
And walk downtown. And that could be something.
Wow, walking downtown?
Do you like?
Yeah, man, I love it. So it's really cool to have you here on the show. But the biggest reason, dude, is like, you know, we tried to keep in contact during the pandemic.
That's right. And we did a good job, didn't we? We had online game night.
We did.
Where me and you played Yahtzee every night for a month.
That was nice. And then we got you into Fortnite one night. And it just so happened that you upset some of the ladies in there.
Oh, well.
And I was like, you know, it was a little strange. We got, it was a rough time.
That's what happens when there's a coyote in the hen house.
Hey, that's what they do say about you, buddy.
And that's what this song is called.
But James, wait, okay. Coyote in the hen house. Coyote in the
hen house.
Let's hear it.
Coyote in the hen house.
Did you just write that?
I certainly did.
Damn. 2,300 songs.
2,301.
Hey, 2,301. Yeah, that sounds great. So listen, man. The reason why we have you here, Is because you've got this new album, My Goddamn Truck, that you're releasing, which is really exciting.
That's right. I hate that truck.
Yeah. And it just, well, the last album was I Love My Truck.
I used to love it. And back it when sounds, that album came out, I was in love with the truck.
Do you want to talk a little bit about what happened between the last album and this one?
I got a flat tire in the truck back right. Ain't that the way it goes all the time?
Yeah.
And I don't know how to fix it. And now it's loud.
You've got a song on your new album called
Truck Used to Go Fast, Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
Fast.
Yeah, no, I saw it, man. I was worried about you for a while. It goes so fast.
Now with the tire, not so fast.
There's a song on the new album called, I really want to talk about this because it's been on my mind. I don't really like country music. We've talked about this. It's not offensive to you.
Not at all. I don't take offense. I have millions of fans.
Yeah, and they do love what you do no matter what, and they're very good fans.
Yes.
But there's a song on the new album called My Wife, My God, and My Girlfriend. Now, can you tell me a little bit about that song?
Same person.
Okay.
And that'll show you a little bit about how much I respect my wife.
Okay, well, listen, we don't have too much time with you because, of course, that's right. We do have what you told me via text.
Yes.
And over the phone and in person many times.
I told you I'd tell you three times. Anything worth telling someone is worth telling three times.
Yeah, that is what you say. I learned a lot about that in my own life. And you definitely, you've influenced me to think... To before I do anything, I think about it three times.
That's when I had that song. I said, say it three times.
Say it.
If you love me.
If you love it, say it three times.
If you love something, say it three times. And then you set it free.
Right.
A lot of people leave that part.
So let's get down to, I mean, everyone wants to know, and I know you're a big fan, and I'm sure a lot of your fans are listening to this episode now, which is really cool. I appreciate you coming to the show.
I told them not to, but they find a way.
Okay. So on your new album, there's a song called Memory Street.
Memory Street, named after the final segment of every single Dynamic Banter episode.
And dude, it's an honor, first of all, and second of all, this has been like kind of a big year for Dynamic Banter. We were featured in a comic book called Bolero.
That's awesome. I see it hanging on the wall.
Yeah, it's right over here. There from Image Comics.
Yes.
And and now we have essentially an homage to the History Road segment on Dynamic Banter in a song you wrote.
Yes.
Called Memory Street.
Memory Street.
And you said that you would perform it for us live here on the show today.
I certainly would.
And I'm so thankful for this. James, thank you so much for coming, man. You're such a cool guy. And ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you, off his new album, My Goddamn Truck, James Hartwater with
Memory Street. Memory Street. Sun on my feet. Shouldn't have taken my shoes off, cause now sun's on my feet. Gonna get burned like last time in the sun on my feet. Last time I went to the beach, I didn't put no suntan lotion on my sun on my feet. And that's just one of these memories on Memory Street. Memories on Memory Street.
Dude.
Thank God this is here so I could do the last part of the song. Thank you so much.
I mean, come on, man.
That song, so this album, thank you. That is what it normally sounds like. And this song is about 15 different tracks, and each track there's a different memory that goes into the verse. You'll notice that was only one verse and a chorus.
Yeah.
And the whole goddamn truck album, none of it is about the truck except for two memories about the truck.
There is another song on the album called Scary Nighttime. What's that one about?
That was left over from a previous album. and the fans were saying, you got to put Scary Nighttime on an actual album. And so I snuck it on the back. It's like a bonus track.
I think I heard you perform Scary Nighttime at a Playlist.
That's right.
In Orlando, which was a huge deal.
That's 100% right, because I had a scary night the night before I wrote it.
Really?
That's right.
And what had happened? What made you? What scared you so much that night?
Well, there were YouTubers in Heelys that were going about 40 miles an hour into the elevator that me and my wife were in. Mm-hmm. One of those YouTubers, one on Heelys, one on a hoverboard, smashed directly into my wife.
That kind of reminds me of the time I was looking through...
Dead and gone.
It was this exact trip. I was looking through the one of those things where you put a quarter in and you can see across the city.
Binoculars.
And I was looking at, well, the binoculars are the ones you wear around your neck. This
viewer,
was like a
viewer founder.
This was like a public one.
Public binoculars.
And it was in Orlando, and you could look across this bay and see all this stuff. And so I put in like a dollar and I looked through it, and a bird flew right up to the right up to the glass, and it scared the absolute shit out of me.
Call that getting your money's worth.
So, dude, I want to thank you so much for coming here, man. This has been so special.
Thank you for letting me do my art like that, and I can't thank you enough. Thank you for all you do.
Of course, man.
And I'm a patron.
You're a patron?
That's right.
Dude, come on, man. You make my heart so happy.
I want to support Kevin. I met Kevin in 1996, and he said, I haven't eaten in so long. And so for him being a part of a Patreon, even just a year old, he knew that he needed to eat.
He said, that's someone worth supporting. He said, James, I need to eat. And he wrote me a letter, and he said, Steve, James, I need to eat.
He wrote you a letter from.
He said, Steve, Mike, James, I got to eat.
Steve, Mike. James, I gotta eat. Steve.
Oh, people know this one.
Mike. James, I gotta eat. Baby Kevin.
Okay, so you're gonna, before you leave, we gotta get your plugs in. You're going, so next up, you're going to Buckfest.
That's right.
And that's Memphis?
That's Memphis.
That's awesome, man. And this is like the 15th Buckfest you've done.
15th Buckfest that I have headlined.
Yeah. So, and basically the way it works is you pay a buck, you get a buck.
You pay a buck, you bring a buck, you get a buck.
And if you bring your buck, you get in for free.
Biggest buck wins.
Tell me about the biggest buck you ever seen.
Biggest buck gets to headline the festival.
What was that, like 30 points?
So I have a buck. It's actually two bucks taped, one on top of each other. That's all I've gotten a headline the past. No one's kind of pointed it out. So the past 15 years, I've actually been able to headline, but because of my buck concoction.
I had a nightmare about a deer and the horns were like this.
Sounds like a scary, scary night.
The horns were like this. It was a little bit of my, it was my scary night.
That's your scary night.
That was the same night where that seagull scared the shit out of me when I was looking through that telescope.
And we've all had a scary night that we could draw upon. And that's kind of the inspiration for that song.
That's beautiful, man. Well, are any other tours or anything? Where are you going to be? Anything else you want to plug?
I got to go home from Los Angeles. I'll be going home.
Yeah.
I got a plane ticket home.
And so, and you said you've got your podcast every week called God Don't Vote.
That's John. That's John Hartwell.
Oh, it's shit, dude. Really?
That's all right. He's a big God Don't Vote guy.
Oh, okay.
And that's what he's kind of resting his hat on. 3 years ago, it was flat earth. And now he's like, I'm almost positive God ain't cast a vote in years.
Yeah.
So he's kind of running an investigation. He put together a team to make sure that he checks all the records.
Yeah.
Local and national. Mm-hmm. Elections.
And he doesn't
vote. And he checks for God's name.
He doesn't vote for anybody
else. He does not believe in it.
Well, because he said voting's not in the Bible, so.
He did say that. Out loud. On the local news.
He said, if God don't vote, then I don't vote.
And it did get songified, and it did go kind of crazy on TikTok.
Yeah. I heard they're turning it into a movie with Kirk Cameron.
That's 100% true.
That's great. All right. Well, dude, thank James. Dude. Pleasure having you here, man.
You mind if I leave my guitar in Mike's house?
You can leave your guitar at Mike's house.
I think he'd like it.
Guys, James Hartwater, ladies and gentlemen. James motherfucking Hartwater in the house. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. What a time. What an exclusive. And we just love having that boy in here. Of course, we'll probably we'll get him back in here someday. But it was real special that he wrote a song about History Road, kinda, as an homage to History Road. I think that's awesome. All right, well, let's do some goddamn, let's do some fucking History Roads. And then, you know, we'll, and then that's that. That's the end of the show. Hey, Mike. Whoa. Mike, how you doing, man? You missed a good guest.
I heard it. I was listening.
Oh, good. That was you? Yeah. Sound like you were crying.
Yeah, I just get really emotional when I hear music, that. He plays guitar unlike anyone I've ever heard play guitar. Oh, yeah,
it's great.
And, you know, it's like the first time you hear James Taylor or the Happy Birthday song, and it touches you in a way. Mm-hmm. It's the first time you ever hear the Chili's Happy Birthday song.
It's like when you hear children sing Happy Birthday.
History.
Mike, did you know that Tommy Lee Jones hated Jim Carrey?
No. Why? Tommy Lee Jones from, he was in Batman, Two-Face. Yeah,
he was Two Faces.
He was both guys.
He was both face.
He was the Face Brothers in Batman Forever Returns.
He was two guys. Two guys? Two Batman's crazy. Two guys. He was just two guys standing next to each other. They're super pissed off. Damn, one of Batman's greatest villains.
He played both men in Batman.
And you know what, dude? Remember when he came? Both
men. That's the wish.com version of Two-Face is both men. Both men.
Remember when two dudes came out to fight Batman and it was a big reveal? Yeah. And at first you only see one dude?
Because the whole movie you thought he was going to be outnumbered. And then it's
you think it's one dude the whole time.
Yeah.
And then he goes, you know what's better than one dude, Batman? Two dudes. And then the second guy comes out of the shadows and Batman's like, I'm going to fight these two dudes.
The second guy's not really into it.
No, but it's two dudes. He just
points to the guy and goes, get over here.
But Tommy Lee Jones played two faces. Double faces.
Double face.
Double face. and Jim Carrey played
the Riddler.
The Riddler.
Yeah.
In Batman, whatever that Batman was. Forever, maybe.
That was the one with Seal.
Or Batman and Robin, maybe. Batman is it Forever? And apparently Tommy Lee Jones hated Jim Carrey. And Jim Carrey was on one of Norm Macdonald's old shows and explained to him why. And KG sent us a History Road with this clip in it, if you haven't heard it. But this is Jim Carrey explaining why Tommy Lee Jones hated him.
From Kevin Garnett, friend of the show.
That's what Tommy Lee Jones said to me, too. He said he couldn't sanction my buffoonery.
He couldn't
sanction my buffoonery.
What movie?
Tommy Lee Jones didn't like Jim Carrey's buffoonery.
All I'm hearing is Tommy Lee Jones ain't fun.
Right.
Yeah,
that's when we did Batman together.
Wait, you're the star, though.
I was the star. Yeah. That was the problem.
Did you ever have this problem with
phenomenal
guys,
actor,
with guys who were like, I'm a better actor than this fucking movie star? Did you ever get that?
No, because there is no me.
Oh, but I mean, the guy that Tommy Lee Jones was talking to.
Oh, the guy that Tommy Lee Jones was talking to.
Or
was,
thought he was.
It was at a restaurant, and the mentor D said, "Oh, Tommy, I hear you're working with Tommy Lee Jones. Yeah. He's over in the corner having dinner." Uh-huh. And I went over and I said, "Oh yeah, great." I went over and I I said, "Hey, Tommy, how you doing?" Like that, and the blood just drained from his face, like he had been thinking about me 24 hours.
You'd already done the movie.
He was just fucking It was before the biggest scene we have together in the movie, and the blood just drained from his face, and he started shaking, and he got up and he went like this. He must have been in mid kill me fantasy or something like that. He was like like this, and he went like to hug me, and he said, "I hate you. I really don't like you," like that. And I said, "Gee, man, what's the problem?" Like that. And I pulled up a chair, which probably wasn't smart. And he said, "I cannot sanction your buffoonery."
That's it?
My theory on that would be that he's a famous guy. Mm-hmm. He used to be the center of attention. You walk into a room, he's not the center of attention.
Well, he might have been uncomfortable doing that work, too. That's not really his style of stuff. You know what I mean?
Signs, he's like No Country for Old Men. He cashed the check, baby.
That's right.
Dude, that's so... Imagine, here's how stupid acting is, by the way. There's a dude playing both faces, talking to a guy playing the Riddler to the best of his ability, being like, "You're being too zany right now on this movie set where you're playing a cartoon character.
I can't sanction your buffoonery.
You're playing Two-Face in what is the most cartoonish Batman movie in a long time. Get the fuck over yourself."
Yeah.
Somebody neuralize him.
Isn't it kind of sad, though, when you like... I've had this problem where I'm...
know anything about any actor.
I know.
Ever.
For me, it's like I've done things where I'm just being myself, and which could come off as like obnoxious or like too much.
Yeah.
But if you know me, you know that this is just what level I'm at all times, pretty much. And it's like not a never-ending curse, pretty much.
Yeah.
But I use it to the best of my abilities for a product. If someone wants me to be energetic and fun and they hired me for that,
I'll pay you $500 to be energetic and fun.
And I'm like, I'm there. Yeah. Sure, why not? That's all I love to do. But then you like work with someone who's like not used to that and just doesn't want that anywhere near them. Yeah. And then you got a problem. Dude. And then you're like, that's what I think is going on there.
But then you're like, how much realistically does Tommy get paid to do that movie?
So much.
Like millions? Like 10 million?
I'm sure. Imagine, maybe 3 million.
Imagine getting paid $3 million to just put up with somebody else for a month. That's your hard life.
Dude, but that's the thing. It's like you're getting paid at least that and more when you're leading
like
those movies.
All that shit. Yeah.
And then you get to a movie where you get like 3 million, which might be a little less than what you're used to because it's a fucking ensemble cast. Mm-hmm. And the leads are huge stars too. And you're like, I'm better than this. Mm. And you're like, and I'm better than that. And I'm sure Jim Carrey was getting paid more. I'm sure of it. That was the height of Jim Carrey.
No one is like, I'm not trying to be too mean to Tommy.
Yeah.
Whatever. But no one is like, you remember that fucking Batman movie with Tommy?
Would have been great if Jim Carrey wasn't in it.
Dude, everyone's like, that's the Jim Carrey movie.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even remember who that Batman was.
Exactly.
And I don't give a shit.
Well, that's what Norm's saying there. He's like, it's probably like you're the most famous guy in the room, and then Jim Carrey comes in and you're not anymore.
But what I'm saying is you get paid $3 million to fucking take the passenger seat for a movie. And just be zany and do your best. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Every movie can't be that movie where you were in a sorority house with teenagers. I'm sorry, bud.
You know, he was real good in Men in Black, though.
I thought he was great.
And in Wrongfully Accused or whatever that movie is.
I thought he was great, but I know enough. Living here for 10 years now, 9 years, whatever it's been, I know enough Hollywood people who have ruined my perception of them by being an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
To be like, okay, well, now you're out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
I mean, I understand if Jim Carrey, while method acting as the Riddler, is like lighting your dressing room on fire every day because that's what the Riddler would do. And you got to be evacuated from your dressing room every day for a year.
Right.
Then I'm like, I don't want to talk to that guy in a restaurant.
Yeah.
But if you're just like turned up to 10 because you're being the Riddler in a movie.
Yeah. Like, how could he not be turning it up to 10? Like, you'd think Tommy Lee Jones would understand in their line of work.
Yeah.
You're supposed to give your, like, absolute best performance in, like, everything you do.
Yeah.
And if you're the motherfucking Riddler, like you said, you gotta be, like, and you're Jim Carrey, you gotta be, like, you gotta steal the show.
Yeah.
Your job is to steal the show.
And he did.
And he did.
And that's why Tommy Lee is not remembered. That's amore.
And that's Hollywood, baby. Connor Bergman sends a history void saying, "Dear Minsk and Stern."
Okay. What dimension is this person in?
"I've been a big fan of the pod since episode one, and I wanted to share with you guys another void. Shout out to Cooper Copycat. I don't remember what the podcast was because I'm a big old stoner, but the host was interviewing a guest, and suddenly the guest's audio cut out and disappeared. The host immediately yelled, 'Oh no, he's been sucked into the void.'
Oh no.
I couldn't help but think of the DBBBB boys. You guys are the original funny boys. Thanks for always being there when I need a good laugh during my many depressive episodes these last couple of years. Connor." So it's not Connor from the void.
No, different Connor.
Different Connor.
Different dimension Connor. Cooper is the void guy. Of course, we know that every time.
here we go. Robin sends a history road saying, "Medieval times, but Vikings. It's real."
Dude, we've never had an original idea on this one.
Right? "Hi, I've never actually been to medieval times, but the dinner and show I saw in St. Anthony, Newfoundland, Canada, when I was a 12-year-old girl guide, had to be just as good. So I had to tell you about it. St. Anthony is home to a giant Viking village, which looks very similar to a hobbit town, but with bigger boats."
It's like a hobbit town with regular sized doors.
Mm-hmm. "And within the village is the great Viking feast. It was a small room in a cave that sat maybe 50 people. And all the staff were Vikings. My server's name was Sven."
Yes.
"All of us preteens were obsessed with him."
Yeah.
"They didn't hand out utensils, hands only." So that's medieval times. And then, this pirate place was utensils.
Yeah. Oh, really? Interesting. Yeah. And then halfway through the show, the Vikings come up and they steal your food. They eat your chicken.
And kidnap your mom. Yeah.
No. Uh-oh.
I tried to say that in the most friendly way. Whoa, look at the entrance to this place.
Whoa, cool. That's cool. It looks like it's in a molehill.
Like Europe or something.
Oh, that's very cool.
I want to go. "They didn't hand out utensils. You had to bang on the tables to get attention." That's great. "They served moose and home-baked bread and sardines and other Viking-themed things."
"We have moose and bread.
And chicken fingers for the unadventurous kids." "But where's the conflict, you ask? Well, it was a Viking trial. The servers would start off the night..."
Do you want a slate of dessert?
Whoa, what is that?
Just like a crudely cut piece of pie.
Honestly, I'd eat the fuck out of that.
"Do you want an apple slate?" Sven, apple slate.
"You want honey tile?"
"Honey tile."
"We call this honey tile. It's honey frozen for years."
What the fuck? Whoa!
It's just been smashed with hands
these
and put onto a plate.
These fish exploded in the microwave.
Dude, that looks terrible.
It's like, dude, but you know what? I'd still try it. I'd be like, is this Viking shit? Let's go.
Like, did the Vikings get salmonella?
I don't even like fish, and I'd try it. The servers would start off the night by putting each other on the stand, accusing other Vikings of murder and adultery, which I didn't understand until years later. Then the groups in the audience would take their turn in Viking court. My guides accused each other of stealing snacks and being too loud on road trips.
Duh.
The other families I cannot remember because we spent most of our time focusing on Sven. Who I actually met again later in life, but that's a story for another day. Whoa, did you bang Sven?
She banged Sven! Who did this?
Robin.
Yeah. Tinder.
Dude, did Robin please tell us if you banged Sven? This was in 2007, so other themed dinner and tournaments have been a thing for a while. You just gotta come to small town Canada to find them.
That's
great. Okay, wait a minute. Yeah, okay, never mind. I was like, is this wrong? Because she was 12 when she first met Sven. But if you've met Sven later...
Also, we didn't make anything. This decision.
We didn't make this decision.
This has nothing to do with us. We're just reading the news.
You know, Jesse Stillwell sent something.
Heard of him?
And he told me this, and I wanted to find it really quick, and then we'll end the show on this one.
Is it $600,000?
He sent us both $600,000 and a cardboard cutout of Ryan Hirose. Full from 2014.
That's so specific.
Ryan, please cut in a photo of you from 2014. Just please. Just awkwardly standing. Jesse says, quick question. Hey, boys, if you were given the opportunity to eat a piece of shit in order to never have to shit again.
Jesse, dude, this is like stereotypical Jesse question.
Would you do it? I'm very torn on this personally. Peace and love, Jesse. This is such a Jesse question.
That is like maybe the most Jesse question.
This is like the kind of shit he asks us when we're playing Fortnite. And yes. I'm like, I'm just trying to chill.
Yeah. Can we just play the game?
But I'll humor him. I like to shit. And yeah, I like being nice. Able to shit.
It's a break.
And if there is a future, if there's a possibility that this afterlife people keep talking about, heaven, whatever, what have you, is a place that's like no pain, no bad stuff, like all good, then that probably means that you're not pooping up there, right?
Or you only take good shits.
Or they're only good clean sweeps. Yeah.
No toilet paper in heaven.
No, only one square of toilet paper.
Only one toilet guaranteed in heaven forever.
How about this? I'd eat a full turd if I could be guaranteed every poop for the rest of my life would be a one wiper.
You would eat a full turd.
Yeah. If
like a hot dog bun.
It would magically. No, I just fucking go for it. If it meant I never, because you know, sometimes you guys sitting there and you're like, oh man. I've said this before, but one of my favorite bits from Parks and Rec was Chris Pratt saying.
When he's wiping his butt.
Yeah, he says it's like wiping a marker.
And which is why tushy is so important.
Yeah.
You don't have that kind of stuff if you have a bidet.
But I'll tell you why I like to poop, and more than I don't.
Uh huh.
Because it's a good way to escape any situation, first of all.
Yeah, it's a break. I got a shit. No one questions that.
Nope.
You can get out of a parking ticket. Or, traffic ticket.
I have.
You say you have to shit.
Yep.
Yeah. No matter what you get the ticket for.
And you can go anywhere. And I mean, I guess you could lie and be like, you don't have to shit and hide your secret that you don't poop anymore.
Uh huh.
But I enjoy a good poop, man. I enjoy a good poop too much to give it up forever.
Yeah, it's a nice break. Although, you can't eliminate all the bad stuff in life, because then you dull the best stuff in life.
Well, but I think his the fact that he's torn is because this isn't necessarily a bad thing. Pooping isn't a bad thing.
If you poop, you're bad.
It's an inconvenient thing. If you poop, you're bad. There's no black or white.
That's it.
There's no gray area.
If you poop, consider yourself canceled.
Done. But like everybody does it, and it's something relatable, and it is inconvenient, and sometimes it sucks. And I will say, the end of your life, if you reach a ripe old age, makes the poop stuff a little more difficult and potentially undesirable.
And that's a guarantee.
And that's pretty much a guarantee.
I think that's based on a lot of other factors.
Of course. But if you live to the ripe old age, sometimes poop problems is the thing that just happens naturally.
I think if you're eating processed foods every day until you're 80 years old, you're probably going to have a bad time.
Sure. But, you know, they say that you kind of go backwards when you get old. It's like becoming a baby again. Someone's going to have to, like, take care of you, sort of.
Sure.
When you get to a certain age. So it's like, if I had this magical thing where I never had to shit again, and I got to the old age where, like, no one had to worry about my shit, and I didn't have to worry about my shit, that would be pretty cool. But I still like to shit too much, and I'll take the chance.
Shitting is a part of the human experience.
It's just a part of the experience of being alive.
You gotta shit. Where does your food go?
Yeah.
What happens?
What, do you sweat it out or something? Or just magically goes to a...
You pee it? You pee out your poop?
Maybe you pee your poop.
I'm so happy that this show has matured with us.
It has. Yeah. We're not just that cum show anymore.
Do you
We're
pee your poop
show.
Out?
Do you pee your poop?
Hit us up in the comments.
Do you pee pee poo poo or do you poo poo pee pee? Let us know in the comments.
Anyway, that'll be next week on Dynamic Banter.
Mike, you got any plugs, baby?
Yeah, man. The next Surrounded show is July 1st. Please come to that. It's going to be such a good time.
I'm going
to
be there.
Steve's going to be there.
Shannon's going to be there.
Shannon's going to be there. One of the best tattoo artists in the whole damn land. I'm playing golf tomorrow if you want to come.
Open invite for anybody.
Yeah, there's a bunch of things. So tonight I'm in is it Temecula? I'm not pressing the right buttons. Tonight I'm in Solaris Beer and Blending, which is, I believe, I'm floating around in a beer. No, it's one of those breweries.
Someone's gonna throw a baseball at a Target and you get dunked in a
beer. Yeah. I'm not doing stand-up. I'm the guy in the tank.
You're getting dunked in a beer tank.
I'm getting all dunked out. Wednesday the 6th, I got a call from the La Jolla Comedy Store.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go down there and do the show called Riff City.
Whoa.
Which is like a crowd work show, but there is a jazz band on stage. And I can't fucking wait for that to happen.
Oh, my God.
So that is La Jolla Comedy Store on the 6th. Wednesday the 6th.
July 6th.
I'm going to be in San Diego on the 7th. And so next Friday is the 29th. That's fucking awesome. I have a huge announcement that I've never made before.
Not on this show. Not on any show.
Not on any show ever. And I would never.
Never.
Ever.
You'd honor when you're supposed to mention it.
All I have to say is next week there's a big announcement as far as shows go, and I can't wait to make that announcement for the first time.
I can't wait to hear it for the first time.
I love this stuff we're doing with Kevin for the Patreon.
So good.
That's only going to keep getting better.
Stupid good.
Until we get old and we can't poop right. And
Kevin will wipe us.
Kevin will wipe us. Help He's already said.
If you join a certain tier and we give Kevin enough money, he'll wipe
us. For just $10 a month, Kevin will wipe us. But we need 10 people.
We need that money. Help us wipe us. Please help us.
Get poop triage.
Please help us stop pooping pee and peeing poop and wipe us.
What else? Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Let us know what you think that flip book is.
Listen to this and tell me what you think this is. Please do that. Please, please come to the Surrounded show. Help keeping... I need your help keeping that show a success, and you've done such a great job turning out literally every other time we've had that show. So keep coming. I hope you enjoy it. It's always fucking different. Never know what's going to happen.
Always fun, too.
Always good
quite
people.
Quite a few. It's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'll see you then. And I can't wait to talk to you guys next week.
Guys, thank you so much. And thank you, Kevin, and everybody who involved in the show. And
Lima, Lyman.
Peem.
Peem is there.
Peem. Dude, they'd never be able to do that show without
this show,
without
I'll tell
Bert.
You right now.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.